May Jesus bless you with his peace. This is Father Matthew at St. Mary Roman Catholic Church celebrating the 9 o'clock morning mass on this 20th day of March 2016, liturgical cycle C. This Palm Sunday, and our first reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 7, Psalm 22, the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 11, and the Gospel according to St. Luke, the Passion of the Lord, starting in chapter 22. Yesterday afternoon, when I was in a public building, there was a television, and the station that they had on was the Fox News channel. There was no sound, just the events going on and captions printed out. And what they were showing for a very long time were the protests against Donald Trump in New York and here in Arizona, Phoenix and Tucson. As they focused in on some of the protesters in New York, there was a man who was carrying a sign, "We all are Muslims." Immediately I told myself, "No, we are not. We are not Muslims. We are not all Muslims. And we will never all be Muslims." To say that is to deny what we are celebrating, especially during this Holy Week, that Jesus is the Son of God. If you read closely and study, such as a book like The Truth About Muhammad, you will come to realize that Islam is not a religion of peace. Muhammad got people to follow him under the threat of death. He said Jews were the enemies of God and needed to be abolished. Christians are polytheist, that is, they have more than one God because they call Jesus God. Jesus is not God, Muhammad said. He said there is only one God, and we do not call him Father, for we are his slaves. And we serve him who is almighty and merciful and compassionate, who metes out justice and revenge. Muhammad taught in the Quran that if anyone did not convert to his religion, they should be put to death. He said, if Christians are to be tolerated in our Muslim countries, such as in the Middle East, they have to pay a fine to our cause. They may not use their public Bible or use their Bible in public. They cannot build monasteries and churches, and the churches that they have cannot be repaired. They shall not use religious garment on the streets. They shall not ring the bells of their churches. And they shall not practice their religion in public. And they shall not say anything against Islam. If they attack personally any Muslim, they are to be punished, even by death. If we have our eyes open, we can see how many in the Muslim world, in the Middle East, are doing that very thing. They do not tolerate Christians, and they want to wipe out the Jews. How can we call this a religion of peace? Now, Jesus, what is he saying? The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them. And those in authority over them are addressed as benefactors. But among you it shall not be so. Rather, let the greatest among you be as the youngest, and the leader as the servant. I am among you as the one who serves. And what happens in the garden when Judas comes with the crowd and the disciples want to defend Jesus? His disciples realized what was about to happen. Lord, shall we strike with the sword? Stop. No more of this. Put away your sword. Jesus is the way of peace. Jesus is peace and truth and the life and the way. We cannot compromise with other religions that put Jesus on an equal level with Muhammad or Buddha or Confucius or whomever. We assert that the true God, whom Jesus told us to call Father, so that we may be his sons and daughters, has revealed to us his beloved Son, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, and precisely sent him to redeem us, to save us from the fires of hell by his suffering and death on the cross. He gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we who with our self-will cannot make ourselves perfect, but by the gift of the Holy Spirit may conform ourselves day after day into the image and likeness of Christ Jesus, and the Father loving in us all that he conceives of his Son in us. And by the coming of the Holy Spirit has been revealed to us there are three divine persons, one God, three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Muhammad called them multiple gods, polytheist, those who believe in more than one God. In reading more closely, even in as late as 2004, but probably even later because this book was finished in 2005, the leaders in the Arab countries say, we want nothing to do with democracy. Muhammad was not elected. He was appointed. So it is impossible for us to Americanize Islam and call it the same religion. We need to be aware that the God that Muhammad says spoke to him through the angel Gabriel is not the same God that spoke to Adam and Eve, to Enoch and Noah, to Moses, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. It is not the same God who made a covenant with King David and King Solomon. It is not the same God who spoke when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Or at the time of his baptism, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Yes, we want to live in peace with everyone. But when certain groups of certain religions declare war upon Christians and Jews, we have to be prepared. We cannot be deceived. We cannot apostatize. We cannot deny our faith in Jesus and say, all religions are the same. All of us will get to heaven, whatever we believe, as long as we do good and avoid evil. Hear very clearly how St. Paul writes to the Philippians. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Muhammad said that he was and is the prophet of God. And anyone who denied that he was the prophet of God should be killed. Let us then stand and contradict and point out what further Paul writes. Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming man, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. What happens? Because of this, God greatly exalted him. He rose him from the dead. Muhammad did not rise from the dead. His bones are still buried in this earth. The name of Muhammad does not bring the divine power upon us. Because of this, God bestowed on him the name which is above every name, including Muhammad's. Muhammad said that Jesus is lower on the scale of importance than Moses, because he is not God and he is not the Son of God. But Paul says, bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, every knee, including Muhammad's, should bend, of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And pay attention. And every tongue profess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.